uniting the racist with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Today is Thursday. It's amazing how fast time goes by. I can't believe it. But it is Thursday already. And in the bottom of the second hour, we're going to be reading your emails and Facebook comments, tweets, and other things. Everybody and their mama has something to say about something. That's coming up in the bottom of the second hour today. You can get involved by calling 888-77-5373, 888-77-JESSE. In Wisconsin, the atheists are now a protected class. So, Madison, Wisconsin, at least. And I guess everybody's going to be protected, a protected class. And eventually the Christians will become a protected class. And then I guess we'll be back to the Constitution. Once everybody is a protected class, I have with me Dan Finca. And Dan has been with us a few times. He is an ethics philosopher, college-level teacher, and atheist. Yes, another atheist. Everybody and their mama. But there are good atheists and there are bad atheists. I'm not saying which one Dan is at this time. Dan is a former Christian. He runs a papdels.com blog called Camels with Hammers.com. Dan, good morning, sir, and welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jesse. It's nice to be back. Thank you.
How have you been?
I've been terrific. Things have been wonderful. I've fallen in love. I'm going to be moving to France.
Really?
Yes.
You've fallen in love, and now you're moving to France?
Yes.
Would you fall in love with a Muslim?
No, I fell in love with an atheist.
And so, wow, that's a big step.
Yeah.
You moved to Florida. Last time we talked, you just moved to Florida, right?
Yes.
And how's that going? How's that going?
It's been really wonderful. I've gotten the business running, and my students are attending year round. Out of all the people who signed up in the fall, only one didn't come back for the winter and spring. There's just growing interest in the classes month to month. I'm just really excited. I'm doing online classes that people just take year round and week by week, and with no college credits and no external pressure and fear on them. They're all just self-motivated, and it's been a wonderful experience.
So you're teaching ethics philosophy?
Yeah, I teach ethics. I teach philosophy for atheists. I teach philosophy of mind. I'm going to do a new philosophy of science class in a month. So I teach a whole range. I teach a philosophy of religion class.
Just for the record, I want the folks to know you have a PhD, so you're not just some Johnny come later kind of a guy.
No, yeah, I have a PhD. I have 11 years teaching in the university system, and I just developed so many people interested through my blog who said, thanks to reading your blog, I've wanted to study philosophy. And I realized, why not offer them the classes myself?
Yeah.
And my students come back at an amazing rate. It's been amazing.
So you're moving to France. Are you learning French?
I've just begun.
Yeah.
I studied it in high school, and so I know a lot of words, but I can't remember like how to put them into sentences. I know the words, I just can't arrange them.
Yeah. Are you, so how did you meet this woman?
I met her actually through my classes. She wound up, she was one of my online students, and then she then she, you know, she came to me and told me about her feelings, and it all went from there.
Wow. She told you about her feelings and you fell in love?
Yeah, yeah. Like, you know, we'd already become really, really good friends by then, so it was a no-brainer.
Have you met her in person yet?
We are going to connect in person in a week.
So you move into France without meeting her in person?
Well, we will meet in a week, so if there's anything disastrous, I will find out, but we don't expect so.
And where are you meeting? Are you going there to meet her in a week?
We're going to New York.
Oh, both of you are going to meet in New York?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's good. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, yeah. It's going to be, that's where I'm from, so it'll be really nice.
Right. So you've been talking to her over Skype?
Yeah, yeah. The Google Hangout specifically. And so we're able to, you know, because it's video, you really know someone the way that you wouldn't,
right,
you know, just from text. But video, it's like being in a room.
Well, be careful. Two reasons. One is that a lot of men are dressing up and looking like women, and these guys are meeting them online, and when they meet, they find out it ain't what it seems to be.
Do you mean like transgender people?
Yeah. They end up being transvestites and transgender and messed up folks.
Well, transgender people don't do that. they're not men dressing up as women. They're
you haven't been watching Jerry Springer lately, have
women.
You?
No, I don't watch Jerry Springer. But transgender people aren't trying to fool you about their gender. They're just presenting the gender that they are.
Don't tell you that they are really a man dressed in drag.
Well, there's a difference between a man dressed in drag and a transgender person.
But they call themselves transgender people, but they're men dressed in drag.
Well, there's two different things, right? A man dressed in drag is a man, but he likes to dress in women's clothing.
They call themselves transgender people, though, but they're really men.
Well,
males.
Well, no, there's a difference, though, between a transgender person, because a transgender person is basically saying that what it is to be a man or what it is to be a woman is not just about your genitals. It's about, you know, certain ways that you kind of understand yourself socially and
that is crazy.
And certain characteristics. And so they're identifying as actually that other gender. They're not trying to pretend they're that other gender.
And so even though they have male body parts, they are pretending to be a woman, even though in reality they are a man on the outside.
Well, when you say pretending, I mean, the point is that gender is about a lot more than just your sex organ, right? I mean, you don't think the only thing that is masculine about you is the fact that you have a penis. It's much more than that, right?
Well, no. I mean,
that's
yeah.
The only thing that makes
no,
you a
it's
man?
Much. That's what makes me a male. But being a man and a righteous man make me a man.
Right. Exactly. So what you're saying is that there's certain characteristics and certain, there's certain ways that that it is to be a man that go beyond just what makes you.
Give me
biologically
a yes
male.
Or no on this one. If a man meet a transgender person, online. Does that person have a right to tell the man that he is really a man dressed as a transgender person? Or should they hide that?
The concern there is I do think a transgender person should disclose that. But I think that the concern when you talk about a right there is that some people are very bigoted and there's a lot of violence against transgender people.
Well, they're really going to be violent if you don't tell them that you really are a man who wished that you were a woman.
Well, it's not a matter of being a man that wishes you're a woman. What you are is someone who was born with male genitalia but doesn't have the consciousness of being a man. Internally, it only feels right to understand themselves
as women. I understand that. They are born as a male, but inwardly they feel like mama.
Not that they feel like mama any more than you being a man is you feeling like papa.
I do feel like papa.
It's just like if you think about what makes you feel comfortable, what are the things you, what are the ways you like to be treated and have people associate with you, what kinds of ways does it make sense to you?
And well, it doesn't make sense to be a male dressed in a dress and then deceive the society to make them think that you're a woman. When I come back, I want to tell you the second warning, and then I want to get into this discrimination thing.
Okay, great. See you soon.
Back in a moment, folks. The atheists are now a protected class in Madison, Wisconsin. Can you believe that? Satan is alive and well. Talking to Dan Finkel about this, he's a PhD in ethics philosophy, a college-level teacher, and a former Christian who is now an atheist. Dan has been with us several times. I'm glad to have him back. Dan, my other warning, you talked about moving to France because you're in love with Mary Jane. And it's not good for a man to pack up and move to wherever the woman is because it's out of order and most of the time it doesn't work. It's best to let the woman move into your world. So I would advise you to, if you're that in love, to invite her to live in Florida and not you move away to France because it's not going to work.
There's nothing out of order about it. I have an online business. I can still do it. It's not going to affect my life, and it just works better for her life situation that I move. And so there's no reason. There's no particular order. It's whatever works for particular people in their situation.
Will you let me know when it is over? Will you come back on and we'll discuss it, and you'll admit that I was right?
That will never happen. I'm not worried about I hope I can come on for some other reason.
Okay. So if it works out in 50 years, you can come back on and say, hey, it's 50 years and it's working.
Sure. If you want to make the 50 years reunion, that'll be fine.
All right. But it's not going to work. Anyway, I wish you well. I hope it does work for you.
Thank you.
Is this the first time you've been in love?
First time I've been in love like this. Yeah,
this
is real legit. I mean, I've been in love before, but never where it was like I really even thought of marriage before. It was never even where I could really know that. But this was an amazing certainty pretty quickly.
I never had love like this before. Now. One last thing about that. What is a marriage for an atheist? Is she an atheist as well?
Yeah.
What is a marriage for an atheist?
Well, it's the same thing that it is, I think, for most people today, which is a commitment to love and to support and to live with someone and to be a source of intimacy, a source of support. And someone that you can know deeply and connect with in a profound way that you can't with most people, since, we only have limited time and connection with people. So it's about finding someone you connect with deeply, and for some of us, it's about starting a family. And
are you going to have children?
Yep.
You've already spoken to her about that?
Oh, yeah. Yep, we're looking forward to we want to have a couple kids.
That's amazing, Dad. What did your daddy say about this?
This is very new, so I have not yet told him. About to tell him in the next week or so.
Well, I wish you well, Dan, in that area.
Thank you.
Atheists are now a protected class in Madison, Wisconsin. And let's see, I believe Fox and Friends responded to that. Just so the folks can know, the city of Madison, Wisconsin, recently came out with an ordinance calling atheists a protected class. Fox and Friends says protecting atheists from discrimination is anti-Christian. Here is the audio on that.
An historic and controversial move coming out of Madison, Wisconsin, an historic and controversial city. That city is now the first in the country to pass legislation listing atheism as an officially protected class.
What do you say about that, Dan?
I think it's about time, right? If every other person, depending on their religion, shouldn't be discriminated against to do jobs that have nothing to do with religion, doesn't matter what your religious beliefs are, to be an accountant or to throw garbage in the truck or, to be an actor. There's religion doesn't affect how one performs all the jobs except for maybe a religious job. Obviously, there's no reason No one's asking churches to have to hire atheist ministers. But every job that doesn't involve religion and how you perform the job, it should have no, there should be no bearing whether or not one is religious, irreligious, an atheist, a theist, whatever.
Should Christians become a protected class?
They are a protected class.
This How's
is just
that?
A matter of extending the same rights Christians have.
How about religion? Should religion become a protected class?
It already is.
How is that?
Muslims, Jews, everybody's covered except, in some cases, the question is whether or not atheists are, and it's important that we make it clear that we are.
But if that's true, why is it that radical homosexuals and atheists are attacking Christians? They are not attacking Muslims, but they are attacking Christians. And a lot of these Christians are ended up in court losing their businesses and everything. Where is the protection in that for the Christian?
I'm not sure which Christians you're talking about ending up in court and losing their businesses.
The radical homosexuals who are trying to get them to bake so-called same-sex wedding cakes and flowers for so-called same-sex weddings. You haven't been hearing about those stories?
Well, I'm not sure where these people who are losing in court are, but what you're asking is why shouldn't Christians who oppose gay marriage be able to deny services to gay people who are marrying? The issue is that it's not a matter of discriminating against the Christians; it's a matter of not having the cake makers discriminate against gay couples. If you're a baker, you'll put the message that the person who you're baking the cake wants. It shouldn't be that gay couples can't find a baker because everyone in the town is the kind of Christian who believes that they shouldn't be allowed to get married, and those people try and use their power as the available service providers to try and make those gay people feel ashamed, make them feel like second-class citizens. It's a horrible thing that they're trying to do to these gay couples to try
keep them
from getting married.
If a Christian don't want to bake a cake for a same-sex wedding and the homosexuals are trying to force them to do it, are they discriminating against the Christian baker?
No, they're asking the Christian baker to treat people equally, and that's all.
But you're making them do something that they don't want to do, and because of their religion, they don't believe in. Aren't you going against their belief and their freedom?
Well, when someone decides to do business with the public, there's a limit on their ability to be free if it would cause a great injustice.
Not if it's a private business.
Yeah, but they're not just private, they're also engaged with the public.
Like, well, they're private,
the civil rights movement.
Yep.
The reason we have laws like this is because during the civil rights movement, it didn't matter, and before the civil rights movement, before the Civil Rights Act, white racists throughout the country were able to impose on black people by refusing to do business with them. And when you have a majority that bullies a minority by saying, okay, maybe you have legal rights, but we're going to, in practice, make it impossible for you to get your cake made. We're going to make it impossible for you to, eat at our diners. When a group that has a bigotry towards another group is making it so that other group can't do normal functions, then they're using their social power to bully them, and the law had to finally step in and say, no, you can't use the fact that you have a business to make it so that other people can't just do the normal things of life.
Let me take a quick break. Back in a moment. Okay, welcome back. Your emails and Facebook comments are coming up in the bottom of the second hour. We are here 3 hours a day, Monday through Friday, heard around the world by everybody and their mama. And yes, I am white on the inside, black on the outside. Uncle Tom, I am. I have an Uncle Ruckus. I hate my mama, hate my dad, I hate my color. But I am 100% American. Isn't that something? I thank God for that. Taking your phone calls at 888-77-53-773. Atheist. are now a protected class in Madison, Wisconsin. Did you ever live to believe or think that you would live to see the day when folks who, the children of the devil, will become a protected class? Did you ever imagine that in America? When will it all end? When will we turn our country back to righteousness? This is the wrong path to be taken. Talking to Dan Finke, a PhD. And Dan is an atheist, once was a Christian, but now he's an atheist. Dan, what is your blob or website for the folks?
Camels with Hammers.
Camels with Hammers. I want to go back to something you said concerning the gay, the homosexuals and their little so-called wedding thing. Once again, you brought up, as most atheists and radical homosexuals and National Organization of Women Who Hate Men, they and the abortionists who are killing unborn children, whenever they want to get away with their godless lifestyle, they bring up the civil rights movement in order to use Black Americans to promote their godless lifestyle. I want you to know, and I say this to people like you because I realize you guys don't understand, Black people were discriminated against simply because they were Black, not because they wanted to kill their unborn children or not, not because two men or two women may be having sex, not because they hated men, but based on color only. You guys are using Black people based on abnormal lifestyles, and that is racism within itself. And it is degrading Black people, saying that they're no more, they're worth no more than an abnormal lifestyle. And it would be pretty good if you stopped doing that and respect Blacks and whites and Jews and others who died fighting for the rights of Black people based on color only and not an abnormal lifestyle. What do you think about that?
Civil rights are a much larger issue than Black people. When the Civil Rights Act was passed, it didn't say this is only for Black people. It protected the right to religion. And as a result of that, atheists also have a right to our religious conscience. And so there are more issues besides not being discriminated based on only.
But it wasn't about any of those perverted lifestyles or abnormal lifestyle.
Well,
you guys have jumped on board and made it be that, but it's not true. Just because you said it doesn't mean it's true. And after a while, Black people are going to rise against that. I'm hearing more and more Black people who are really fed up with being used by people who are on the other side of good. Homosexuality, for example, is not about race, is not about civil rights, is not about family, is not about love, is about sex. And
no, it's not.
That can change all the time, where we were discriminated against based on color only. And there are homosexuals who are overcoming that perverted sexual lifestyle all the time, but you don't see Black people who are overcoming Blackness. Even me, I'm white on the inside, but I'm still Black on the outside. I can't change that.
The issue, though, is that when you say it's perverted, there's no good reason to say it's a perversion. And even
I can't, when you're trying to compare it to the civil rights movement, I will not allow an abnormal lifestyle to be compared to what we went through simply based on color.
What I'm saying is that what gay people go through simply based on their sexual orientation, which hurts no one, is tantamount to discriminating against someone based upon their skin color. This is the
way. No, it's not. It's not tantamount at all. It's not tantamount at all.
Certain kinds of relationships.
Dan, no, it's not tantamount to that at all.
It is.
No, it's not. Because gay people can get past that. As a matter of fact, if homosexuals—
Hold on,
Dan.
Dan,
let me ask you.
Jesse, I thought we lived in the land of the free.
Dan, let me tell you this.
Jesse, one second. Do we live in the land of the free?
Dan, listen.
Do we live in the land of the free?
Well, Christians don't, because you have all these abnormal lifestyles imposing on them now.
Okay, so you're saying Christians are against America being a free country.
No, I'm saying that abnormal lifestyle people are against America being...
Well, no. Abnormal lifestyle people, what you mean by that is...
Atheists and homosexuals.
You're basically saying you're against the freedom for other people to have sex in a different way than you want them to.
What I'm saying...
You're against freedom, Jesse.
Dan, hold on.
You've given me a long speech, and if I'm a guest on your show, I should have a chance to talk too. And what I'm saying is, you are saying, have you ever imagined the day in which in America, you know, atheists and abnormal people would be able to do what they want? And what I said is, that's the country I was raised believing I lived in, a country where people could do what they want rather than be told by somebody else who they can have sex with, or somebody else what they should believe about God.
But Dan, what you don't seem to understand, if you people didn't impose your lifestyle upon Christians, Christians would not care. If abnormal lifestyle people like homosexuals and atheists and other radical atheists would not impose their lifestyles on Christians, Christians would not care about what you're doing. Christians are just fighting back.
So, Jesse, then what you should say is Christians should stop imposing their religions. You should stop talking about your religion in public. You should stop putting churches, messages, billboards, where you're imposing your faith on people.
How about religious freedom?
You should not impose, the Christian baker should not impose
How about religious
their faith
freedom?
On a gay couple by saying you cannot... get a cake because you're gay. That is an
you cannot get
of your
a cake.
Religion.
You cannot.
I believe America is
gay.
The land of free, not the land of freedom
Dan,
for only religious Christians of a right wing type. And the other
Dan,
thing, Jesse, wait a second.
Dan, you have to calm down. Dan, no, you're getting out of control. You got to calm down.
Gay.
Dan, you're on hold. You must calm down, buddy. Let me take a break. I'll come back in a moment. Tell Dan to calm down, James. He can't be speaking over me like that. He doesn't rule the show. He's an atheist. Back in a moment. Andre, let's go to Soundbite 2. Here's what J. Christian Adam had to say about the Freedom From Religion Foundation on Fox and Friends.
Former Department of Justice official J. Christian Adams. Where does this hostility come from in the first place toward Christians?
Well, this ordinance was driven by the Freedom From Religion Foundation. It's a group of angry atheists, and they hector governments to pass anti-Christian, anti-religious ordinances. They team up with government. For example, they were behind the IRS, getting the IRS to target and monitor sermons and homilies by Christian pastors just within the last year. So this is a group that's filled with hostility toward people of faith.
Right.
So we have radical atheists, radical homosexuals, radical baby killers, before-born baby killers, radical men haters out there trying to change the rules, turning good into evil. Dan, give me a quick answer to this, and I want to go to some calls. Is it ethical to discriminate?
No.
It's not. Do you ever discriminate?
The word discriminate is vague. What we're talking about by discrimination is making a discrimination not along a relevant category. So obviously I should discriminate in the sense of not having a barber be my doctor. But when it comes to a doctor, I shouldn't make my discrimination of who the doctor should be based upon whether or not they're gay, black, white, whatever.
So is that a yes or no?
The question is appropriate, discriminating appropriately is with a relevant factor.
So is that a yes or no? Dan, give me a short answer.
Along a line that, well, there's not a yes or no question.
So Dan,
do
you discriminate?
In the sense of treating people according to categories that they don't deserve, no.
So is that a yes or no, you discriminate?
I said no in the sense of the kind that we're talking about is illegal.
So you're not discriminating against Christians for refusing to accept radical atheism
and
homosexuality.
Like,
then why are you trying to impose these laws upon them?
Where they're not. What we're trying to say is that, number one, when you said earlier homosexuality was just about sex, even if it was just about sex, that's people's private business.
But so can a mother marry her adult son? Will you be okay for that?
No, because
but you're discriminating. It's about sex.
No, like I said, a relevant category.
It's about sex.
I said a relevant category.
But homosexuality is not a relevant category.
There are some kinds of sex that are harmful, but gay sex isn't one of them.
Oh, that's the same sex that brings AIDS and everything?
Involved in it.
All right.
So if you want to be an absolutist, say it's all sex or no sex. But that's not realistic.
Let's go to Elizabeth out of Cleveland, Ohio. Elizabeth, you're on the air with Dan. Thanks for calling.
Good morning. Thank you. I've been listening to this conversation, and I'm very nervous. But the reason that I'm calling is because I think that he's being very unfair. He said that he believes in freedom for all, but it's not freedom for all in this country. Freedom is only free to a certain limit. I'm not free to do what I want because then I offend you, and you're not free to do what you want because you offend me. There's limits on freedom, and where he says that the homosexuals should be able to do whatever they want, well, what about the child killer? He can go and just kill a child on the street just because he wants to kill him, and that's his forte. Or what about a murderer, a mass murderer, a serial killer, or, you know, like you said, a man marrying his daughter or a woman marrying her son? You know, there are limits to freedom. And that's why the Constitution was written the way that it was written, because there are laws that we all have to obey. And they do put a limit on freedom.
Dan?
Right, and that's exactly right. They put a limit on freedom where people's exercise of freedoms would hurt other people. And people being gay and getting married doesn't hurt other people.
No,
and
that's
why you're allowed to express your religious beliefs, because they don't hurt other people. When you say care about the family, Jesse in the beginning said he cared, you know, about families, but you don't. But what you're not acknowledging is that gay people do have families.
No, that's not family.
That's exactly why they want to get married.
That's not family, Dan.
They want to give their children protection.
A family,
yeah, it is.
Dan, hold on.
There are many gay men.
I got to put that on. I don't know why you think it's okay to speak over me like this. Dan.
So that they're.
Is this Maze? Dan.
Child, that matters.
Dan.
These are real children of real gay people.
Dan, no one is hearing you. I'm putting you on hold because you're deliberately speaking over me, and that cannot happen. Do you understand that? Dan? Dan hung up.
He hung up?
Yeah, he hung up.
Wow.
Oh, James, see if he'll come back. And if not, we have to give him the chicken song, but he ran.
Wow.
But you made such a good point, Elizabeth, and I just hope more Christians, I don't know if you're a Christian or not, but people who
believe,
I hope more Christians would stand up and start speaking up and speaking up and speaking up. Otherwise, we're going to lose this thing. Can you imagine that in Wisconsin, Madison, Wisconsin, that atheist is a protected class? That doesn't even make sense to me.
No, it doesn't. And you know what, Jesse? He was wrong in saying that about the Constitution giving people freedom to do whatever they wanted. The Constitution was written because people of faith were being persecuted for their Christian beliefs in other countries. That's why the Constitution was written the way that it was. And it's actually, they've turned, it's the good versus evil.
Yep.
The world is calling good evil and evil good, and that's why they're turning the Constitution around and actually using it to persecute us, really, is what's happening.
Exactly. And, you know, when you say about they're calling good evil, evil good, the Scripture says, woe unto the man who call good evil or evil good. I mean, this is leading down a pathway of destruction that we will not be able to deal with if we allow it to continue.
Oh, I know. Very sad, especially because he said that he was a Christian at one time. My goodness.
Yeah, I know. No, it's a sad commentary. Elizabeth, thanks for your call. It's good to hear from you.
Oh, you too. You have a good day, and God bless you.
And God bless you. Thank you. Back in a moment, folks. In the second hour, next hour, your emails and Facebook comments are coming up at the bottom of the hour. James is the producer here, my little racist producer. Dan won't come back on. Dan Finka will not come back.
No, he won't cool off this morning. Not for at least I begged him to come on. 3 more minutes, please.
He hung up.
Yeah, he said he hung up.
And why did he hang up?
Because you're disrespecting him.
How's that?
Because you're talking over him and not letting him talk.
He would go, I let him talk, but he wouldn't stop at any point.
He said that he didn't want to be preached at, and you're disrespecting him, and he's the guest.
Oh, Jesus. did you tell him if he didn't come back on, he was going to get the chicken song?
No, I didn't tell him that.
Why not? He's going to get the chicken song. Had he known that, he probably would have come back.
You think so?
No.
Then?
There's nothing wrong with saying it, even though I don't believe it. Even though I said it, I really didn't mean it. You ever heard that song?
Because I said it?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Adele
song. Just because I said it.
So you're going to talk to
me
and not the colors?
Don't mean I meant it. Rumor has it. Here's the chicken song for Dan Finka. He ran. He put his tail between his legs. And if you see Dan running down the road in Florida, on his way to New York to meet his fiance, there's his friend, and who we met by way of internet.
But he hung up because he's mad, not because he's scared. What's the difference between anger and fear?
Same thing.
Is the same?
Yes. Angry people do have fear.
Not in angry people's minds. It's not the same.
I don't care what's in their mind. I know what reality is.
So you're saying that white people, because they're afraid of black people, they are angry at black people?
100%. Because if perfect love casts out fear, and you can't have love and have anger. I don't know what I'm talking about right now, but I know I'm telling the truth. And white people have, those who are afraid of black people, they don't have perfect love, because if they did, they have no other choice but to love black Americans enough to tell them the truth. But they're afraid because they're angry.
So racism still is a problem.
That has nothing to do with racism. It's a spiritual thing. I'll take your calls when I come back. We have 2 more hours to go, folks. Top of the hour news break, back in a moment.